We are joined inside the studio by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, who, for the first time, I think, well, since 2010 at least, really enjoyed a visit to FedEx Field, and well, didn't complain about the broadcast.
I didn't complain about it. There was nothing to complain about that night, as far as I'm concerned. Never mind the fact that they sat us over in Chevy Chase, but I just enjoyed being there, soaking up the atmosphere, and seeing the Eagles just stick it to the Washington Redskins.
What was it like for you, Merrill? Because we're all sitting there watching it from whatever vantage point we're in. And the first drive, it was immediate. It was attention grabbing.
Yeah.
It was startling.
It was. It was the most exhilarating first drive I have ever seen. It was amazing. In all these years, I've never seen anything like it.
Merrill, there have been some big ones, though.
Yes.
The pickle juice game, opening the game with it, with an onsides kick and going right down the field.
Well, that was one play, but never was there anything with the rapid fire offense, the sense of energy, the picture of an old movie suddenly being speeded up and the guys moving their legs, you know, a mile a minute.
LeSean McCoy, Merrill, we've talked about him over the years here, and I'm willing, and I've been willing for a couple of years here to put him in the category of Brian Westbrook. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you came around last year.
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
Last year I said that Shady McCoy now ranks as one of the four great Eagles running backs. Van Buren, Montgomery, Westbrook, and his shadiness.
Yeah. And with a bullet, because that kid had the kind of opener that we all expected that he would have a big year. But maybe if he stays healthy and everything goes according to plan here, the kind of year that you really never forget.
He's elite.
Yeah.
He is an elite running back. He's right up there in that very small classroom where you find Adrian Peterson.
Merrill, let's talk about the offense and questions that you might have about the sustainability of what Chip Kelly is doing, what Michael Vick is doing. In the big picture, where does this offense go, do you think?
I think it keeps going, and I think it keeps growing. And I don't think we're going to see it full bore for 60 minutes of a football game, but I think we're going to see it in and out, doing different types of things. Chip slowed it down in the second half, and wisely so. I don't think he was taking his foot off the accelerator too soon. I thought when that team had a 33-7 lead, they did the right things. They really did.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, and I think Jason Devon is a terrific football player. You know how I feel about him.
Yeah.
But his fumble late in the game that gave the Redskins the ball deeper in Eagles territory and presented them with the opportunity for a quick score, that made a big difference, because if the Eagles had just had an average drive, maybe picked up one first down and punted, that game wouldn't have been close. There would have been no drama at the end of that game.
Merrill, the Eagles obviously are the subject of a lot of conversation nationally. People are in love with this football team, fascinated by the football team. We all know that in the NFL, teams will adjust to what this offense is doing. Mm-hmm. At what point do you really think defense are going to try to throw and think at what Vic and co are doing?
As soon as they possibly can. That's why I say, as excited as I am, just wait a little bit. This is the National Football League. There are a lot of smart coaches, a lot of smart defensive coordinators who will come up with schemes that better prepare them to go against the Eagles more effectively than what Washington did. And just don't forget also the fact that Washington does not have a very good pass defense. Washington gave up an average of 280 yards per game last year through the air. So you're not talking about one of the great defenses in the National Football League. They may have been the odds-on favorite to win the NFC East, but they're not a great defense.
I do think it's going to be interesting that the Redskins had months and months to prepare for it. Other teams will only have a week to prepare. So it's not like they're already sitting there going, you know, the Dallas Cowboys aren't saying, all right, let's start working on Chip Kelly's offense.
No, they're not doing that, but they are getting new tendencies. They are getting a feel for what the Eagles are doing. And I'm not saying they're going to be able to shut this offense down, but I'm saying let's just wait and see, because adjustments are made every week in this league.
Do you think defense is the most difficult adjustment will be in the formations, the play calling, that sort of thing, or the tempo of what this offense does?
You would think the tempo.
Mm-hmm.
You would think the tempo, but they'll do some things schematically also.
Merrill, the defense came out and took the football away from Washington, took Robert Griffin III out of the game, stifled the running attack. A much better, I think, first game than many thought. Your feelings on Bill Davis game one and the defense as it looks now?
Well, my feelings on Bill Davis haven't changed one bit, because from the day Bill Davis was hired, I thought the Eagles made a great choice for defensive coordinator. I've known Bill Davis. I've known his dad. He's very, very bright. Billy knows this game. He's been raised in it. He understands defensive football. With all due respect to Juan Castillo, who was a good football coach, Billy Davis was not an offensive line coach who suddenly became a defensive coordinator. Billy Davis is a defensive coach who has occupied that role in the past. And if his teams weren't ultimately successful in terms of how they ranked defensively, they were not his people. He had no control over personnel, but his schemes were never in question.
And so it appears that this defense is going to be aggressive, mm-hmm. that they're going to blitz, that they want to take advantage of Kendricks and the push he offers up front, and Trent Cole, who looked great on Monday night playing his new position, that they want
to... Which, by the way, Bill Davis told me throughout training camp that wait till you see Trent Cole. Well, everybody was saying, oh, Trent Cole doesn't have a role.
And everybody was saying that, too. Mm-hmm. What was Bill telling you? What was he?
He was telling me that Trent is doing just fine, and he's limiting his dropping responsibilities, but he's going to increase it. And there are a lot of ways to take advantage of the talents of Trent Cole, which are very, very measurable.
Yeah. I, Merle, I like when a defense plays aggressive football and attacks the line of scrimmage. That appears to be the personality of his defense.
I agree. It is a very aggressive defense, and you have players like Michael Kendricks and Trent Cole and guys who are going to be able – Connor Barwin.
Yeah.
Connor Barwin's another one who's going to have a big role.
Tough one on Sunday, Merrill. It's a game where you come off this emotion of the big win on Monday night. A non-conference team comes into town, everybody liking the Eagles after kind of doubting the Eagles for much of the preseason here. For me, we've seen Eagles teams in the past – not respond to this. What suggests to you otherwise that the Eagles still play a great game?
Just the fact that there is such excitement right here. When they come out on Sunday afternoon, they have got to be up. First of all, Chip does a great job of getting this team prepared. The guys are excited. You can feel it in the locker room. They're enthusiastic. But when they come out and Lincoln Financial Field is rocking, I mean, I have been around 102 years, 102 seasons, and I have never seen, it's been a long time since I have seen this city as excited about this football team.
Yeah, and then certainly the key will be Chip, making sure during the week that everybody's on their very much attention, focused on the attention to detail.
Absolutely.
And the San Diego Chargers are a good football team who come into town smarting after losing a big lead on Monday night and falling to the Houston Texans.
Blew a 21-point lead.
Yeah.
So if that isn't something that spurs them on, they don't want to be 0-2.
Yeah. Well, Merrill, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. I cannot wait to get back in that broadcast booth and call some more football.
I agree. That to me is what's different right now than the past several seasons with the Eagles. We cannot wait to get back into game day to see what this team's going to do.
I agree.
Yeah. Merrill Reese, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you, Dave.
Merrill Reese in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.